First public statements from them came today, Sadat dedicating the prize to the Egyptian people and everyone who supported his peace initiative. Begin's first public reaction spoke from the garden of his home in Jerusalem.
In humility, may I say, that I believe that the peace prize was given to the people of Israel, and I am only the addressee through whom that great prize was sent to the people of Israel.
Representative Stephen Solars of New York is in Beirut on a fact-finding trip. He found several hard facts yesterday. His bulletproof limousine caught in sniper fire, several shots hitting the car. Solars was not hurt. 10 Navy crewmen, survivors of a plane crash in the North Pacific, are headed for the Soviet Union now aboard a Russian trawler. They'll get medical attention there before flying back to the U.S. Three other crewmen are known dead in Thursday's crash. Two are still missing, and the search for them continues. In Milan, Italy today, alleged Red Brigade's leader, Corrado Alluni, is sentenced to 7 years and a month in jail for terrorist activities in 1975. Alluni's also been charged with masterminding the kidnap murder of Aldo Moro earlier this year. He has not been tried or sentenced for that. The Air Force has placed an Orthodox Jewish chaplain on the inactive reserve list for not shaving his beard, not wearing a uniform, and not sending officials a photograph. The chaplain, Alan Kaminsky of Bangor, Maine, is suing to be reactivated. He's charging the Air Force with religious discrimination. He says his beard is no threat to military order. David Jackson, CBS News.
Thompson reporting. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance met with Egyptian peace negotiators today in Washington after President Sadat agreed to President Carter's request not to call them home. Despite their differences over the beefing up of settlements on the West Bank, Nobel Peace Prize winners Sadat and Israel's Prime Minister Begin had agreed by telephone that the talks should continue. During a political fundraising stop in Hartford, Connecticut, President Carter talked about the prospects of the peace talks that he had again rescued from collapse.
It's a slow, uncertain, a tedious process. It's not enjoyable to get involved in the negotiation of every single word, every phrase, every punctuation mark, every paragraph, to overcome years, generations, even centuries of hatred and animosity and bloodshed and distrust. But the spirit is there, and the desire is there.
The president had revealed the breakthrough during his first stop of the day in Buffalo, New York. Now heading for Massachusetts, he will also campaign for fellow Democrats in Maine before returning to Camp David. More news after this.
Sewing can be so easy when the experts show you how. Sewing can be so easy, you can start creating now.
I'm Polly Bergen for Singer. Introducing something you'll have to touch to believe. The new Touchtronic 2001 memory machine with features that make it easier to use than a sewing machine's ever been. Come in for a test touch.
100 million people sew easier with Singer.
At the drugstore, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now I use Bicozine cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine cream. What a relief.
Now you can soften hard, calloused skin without painful cutting or scraping. Apply stainless Dermasoft cream to your feet as directed. Insist on Dermasoft cream.
The Rhodesian Military Command has announced the death of a New Jersey man who had served as a mercenary fighter in Rhodesia's war against black guerrilla forces. The trooper was the third American killed in that long battle, which has now spread to Mozambique and Zambia. Reporter Leslie Carson says the Zambians are getting help from the British.
It was deepest, darkest night as the British military transport plane landed in Lusaka with the first shipment of defense weapons. It's believed the delivery was done in secret and under tight security to avoid confrontation with Rhodesia. anti-aircraft weapons and other arms are being provided to Zambia free. Apparently, the first time Britain has given an ally military equipment in peacetime. A statement from the British Foreign Office makes clear the purpose of the arms. They are for defense of Zambia only. It appears the British government wants to be sure the weapons don't get into the hands of guerrilla forces. Leslie Carson, London.
Senator Russell Long predicts Americans will receive another income tax cut within the next 2 years. The Senate Finance Committee chairman feels the next tax break should be linked to wage and price control guidelines to make President Carter's voluntary inflation fighting program more appealing. You're listening to NBC News.